Now for our geo-quiz today, we're going to head for the Scottish Highlands. We want you to name a town along Scotland's rugged, windswept coastline. It regularly gets pounded by North Sea waves. This is a tiny town with a big reputation for whiskey. A distillery there makes the world's best single malt whiskey. That's according to something called Jim Murray's Whiskey Bible. So whether you drink your whiskey neat or not at all, take a crack at naming this Scottish town at the edge of the North Sea. Don't take long. Now to the answer. Jim Murray's Whiskey Bible has just crowned Old Pulteney as the world's whiskey of the year. Connoisseur Jim Murray says the distillery that produces Old Pulteney is way off the beaten path.
It's tucked away in the back streets of Wick, which really you are either lost to find the place or you've gone there on purpose. And it is the most northerly distillery on mainland Scotland. So it's been known better for that than its whiskey. And I've been going there for a good 30 years or so.
Wick is the answer to the geo quiz, as you mentioned. It's in the Scottish Highlands. Now, if you've been going there for 30 years, why did it take you so long to discover this fantastic 21-year-old single malt?
In fact, all those years, I've been beating the drum saying that the distillery has made very, very good whiskey. What I didn't think it made until I tasted this was literally top of the world whiskey. It's just that this particular bottling, this 21-year-old, has absolutely gone way off the scale.
So this is Old Pulteney. What does this 21-year-old Pulteney have going for it? I mean, you had a great quote in the Bible, which says it absolutely exploded from the glass with vitality, charisma, and class. What does that mean?
The funny thing is that, to actually taste this, for the Bible, I tasted, 1,210 new whiskies. So I was getting towards the end of writing the book, and I had a fairly good idea what may well be the world whiskey in it, and it was going to be a bourbon. And I knew it would take something rather extraordinary to topple that off. And the moment I nosed this, I remember just absolutely stopping still, because it's not just a question of tasting, it's a question of nosing as well. And the nose was literally perfect. I give marks out of 100 for nose, taste, finish and balance. The nose held me like a rabbit in headlights. I just thought, wow, what is going on here? And just like an absolutely magnificent wine, it's one of those things where it changes quite dramatically as it oxidizes, as it gets warmer, and it just unfolds in front of you. So it was just one of those rare whiskies that absolutely delivered what it promised on the nose. And wonderful.
This is all based on your nose, Jim.
Yes.
Yeah. Anybody else's?
No. I taste every single whiskey. There's certain books out there where there's a group of people tasting. This isn't. Every single whiskey is tasted by myself.
With all that taste testing that you're doing, how's your liver?
I'm in good health. And that's probably because although I taste, 1,500 whiskies a year for the Bible, I spit them. And if I didn't, I'd probably be in trouble. But no, I spit away, I enjoy the flavor, and I stay, remarkably healthy.
Good. Lots and lots of whiskeys that you're pounding back. Now, the other thing is, what do the old casks that the whiskey is stored in have to do with this?
People going on about water and this and that and the other. But at the end of the day, this whiskey has lived for 21 years in oak. And they must have been very, very good casks. These barrels have given enough of themselves to give a certain character, but without actually overtaking from the malt itself. And these are casks that almost certainly have spent 4 to 8 years in Kentucky. And America has certainly played its part in producing this outstanding scotch.
For those whose appetite you have whetted, do you can we get this Old Pulteney here in the US?
I believe you can in different markets. I don't think you find it in every state, but you'll find it in certain very good whiskey shops. But I will tell you, I've heard today that they've almost run out of stocks of this, because all we've been getting is people going, help, we're contacting every liquor store, and they've sold out. So the problem with the 21-year-old whiskey is that there's not very much of it. 21 years ago when they put this to one side. They didn't know they were going to win an award, so they can't suddenly magic up 21-year-old whiskey out of thin air.
It's a finite resource.
It certainly is. So it's one of those whiskeys where you've got to get in fast, and good luck to you.
Jim Murray, thank you very much. So nice to talk to you.
And you too. Bye, Lisa.